This is TWiT.
So what do you think were the key takeaways today regarding the Apple Watch?
Yeah, so I think we already knew a lot about the Apple Watch from the event they had in September. I think people were kind of looking for more specific details like pricing and availability, especially for the higher end watches. There were lots of guesses for how expensive the gold models would be. And now we finally know how much those cost. And we also got a little bit of a closer look at how apps will work and what Apple is kind of really positioning this as. And it kind of seems like they're positioning this more as like a luxury timepiece than a smartwatch, although, you know, health and fitness are definitely two big aspects that they're highlighting as well. So yeah, I think just getting a closer look at the actual watch and what kind of apps will work with it, as well as pricing and availability, are definitely the biggest things people were looking for today.
Yeah, the luxury push was really interesting. I know a lot of people online were complaining now that's going to be the status item for people. Which watch do you have? And, you know, whereas opposed to the iPhone, it was basically just, you know, the newest one was the best one.
Right.
So did anything about the... So go ahead.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, yeah, they're definitely positioning it as a luxury item, but it's still difficult to... they don't really convince you why you really need one. I mean, there are a lot of really nice things that the Apple Watch does. And, you know, I'm sure it looks better than a lot of the smartwatches out there. I haven't actually played with it in person. I haven't worn it yet. So maybe I just need to see it in person to kind of really be affected by it. But yeah, it seems, you know, kind of expensive for something that does everything your phone can. And I think that's part of the reason why Apple is highlighting the luxury aspect and the aesthetic aspect of it, because you need something that looks really nice if you're going to be wearing it presumably all day. And if they're going to kind of try to make it this status symbol and this, you know, kind of if they're going down the luxury route, that's definitely a key advantage that they have over some of the competitors. If you look at some Android Wear watches and maybe some other, you know, smartwatches made by other competitors, they definitely don't have that same kind of feel. They look like gadgets more than timepieces, and I think that's where Apple really differentiates itself.
So did anything about the Apple Watch announcement surprise you today?
Not really. Maybe just the pricing for the really expensive models. I mean, people were floating a bunch of numbers out there, so I knew it was going to be in the thousands. I just didn't know if it was going to be leaning more towards the 5,000 range or the 10,000 range, and clearly it was the higher one.
So why is the pricing structure so complex? I mean, the bands are extra. Is that what's going on here?
I think so, yeah. So, I mean, there's a few things to take into account. You have the watch itself with the casing, whether it's, you know, gold or aluminum or stainless steel. And then the bands also cost, I think they're also separate prices. Obviously, something like the rubbery one that you get with the Sport Edition is going to be less expensive than like the Milanese Loop or something, you know, a little bit more premium like that. And then there are also two different sizes as well. There's the 38 millimeter and the 42 millimeter.
So shipping starts April 24th, but you can start pre-ordering it the first week of April. Is that correct? Is that what they said today?
Yeah, it's April 10th, actually, is what they said, I believe. And that's the same day the new MacBook is going to be launching as well.